What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy, and it's time for another Audio Boo movie review. This one, taking off of Netflix, The Howling Reborn. Now, y'all remember The Howling, right? If you haven't seen that, one of the best movies ever made. Yes, from the 80s. But this one, The Howling Reborn, actually came out 2011. Director Joe Nemenczynski. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but yeah, this is nothing like The Howling. And I know this movie's not supposed to be like The Howling, but yeah, pretty much this movie starts off with a pregnant chick and she's walking home and all of a sudden she's attacked by a werewolf and so then 18 years later, the kid is starting to feel kind of weird, and it's kind of like a really not as cool Lost Boys, but werewolves in high school. Yeah, and I don't know what's up with this high school. I've never seen a high school that locks down with iron gates, security cam, laser sight. It's just crazy that this school. But so this basically this kid, he's in school and he starts turning into a wolf, kind of, sort of, but he's starting to feel that he is, but I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like Teen Wolf. There you go. Teen Wolf meets Lost Boys in high school, kind of, sort of. And so basically he's trying to figure out how he became a werewolf, and then his mom comes, and she's alpha male, and they're at the school, and then he meets this girl, and there's quite a few cheesy parts in there. The werewolves kind of look a little bit not as cool as the werewolves from Underworld, but for what they had, you know, cool. Werewolf fights, kind of not as cool. Yeah, the movie's just kind of blah. So, personally, if you haven't seen it, even if you like werewolf movies, I took a stab at it, but I would stay away from it. Yeah. Howling Reborn, I give 1 out of 5 popcorns. 1 out of 5 popcorns for The Howling Reborn. Check out more reviews on my blog, iWatchMike.com. And if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace.